Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, and we're back. Hour number two here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, great to have you with us on a Friday night as we are getting ready for the weekend. We're going through some bowl games. We've got NFL Week 17. We're watching a couple of games as well, the Liberty Bowl, the Holiday Bowl, nothing like bowl season. And the bowl games have been, much as I always like to rag on them with Joe, they have been better than the college football playoff games so far. There's no question about that. There's been some exciting games. We've had, what, two or three overtime games. We've had some crazy high-scoring games. So the bowls have actually been a lot of fun for everybody.
That's
so
good,
far.
Though. That's good.
It is. It is good.
Listen, the bowl games are great. I love bowl games. I like 8 bowl games in one day. It's just that when you're covering these games, right, like I got to do a preview tomorrow, there's so many games going on at once. To put the bets in and everything else, I liked it better when we had windows. Now they just run these games out. You know what I mean? Now we're just we're throwing 4 games in one window.
It bothers you, is what it does. It bothers you. You want to be able to focus on the game.
It just seems like they're throwing the stuff together, doesn't it? Like they're just all right. Let's throw in 8 bowl games on a Saturday when we haven't had 8 bowl games on a Saturday ever. In the history,
you'd sometimes get like those triple headers where you would have you'd have the New Mexico Bowl into the whatever into the New Orleans like a triple header on a Saturday, something like that. But you would never have the kind of action that you have this Saturday.
When you're sitting with action, it's very difficult to, especially now. If you're sitting in the studio, it's no problem. But when you're traveling, it's hard. Right.
It's not easy, Joe. It's not easy. All right, let's.
Also, by the way, we have two NFL games going on.
What do you mean we have two NFL? Oh, we have three NFL games on Saturday.
Three NFL games.
Yeah, it's a full day. I mean, there's a lot going on from the gambling perspective for us on a Saturday.
21 up in Syracuse. This game's a shootout.
You might as well ult that to 100 now, Joe. Ult that up and away for that
Lazy.
Game. All right, college football playoff. 1 game Tuesday night, 3 games Wednesday. The quarterfinals are with us. First up, Penn State and Boise at the Fiesta out at the Toaster in Glendale. This is the New Year's Eve game. Penn State coming off, beating up SMU at home. Right now, Joe, 10.5 for Penn State, 52.5 for the total.
I'm going to say it's an under. Are we picking both? Are we picking side and total?
Just like every other bowl game. We make one pick. One pick for the game.
Sort of like Boise State with the points, but I'll take the under for the show. I don't think that game sniffs 52.5.
So you're going to go under 52.5 for Boise. Okay. Under 52.5. I gotcha. You know, I am, I hate that I'm doing this, but I just, it's going to be just like the SMU game. They're going to smash them. It just is. I just know it. I want Joe, this Boise team, to be able to stay in the game. I want this Gentry to be able to run the rock, because I know if this game gets to 14-0 Penn State, 17-0 Penn State, if Boise State is to start throwing the ball because they're down a couple scores, Joe, this game's going to really get ugly. I mean, it's going to get out of hand fast. But he doesn't lose to these teams. These are not the teams that, just like SMU, Franklin is not going to lose to Boise State with a chance to make the college football playoff semis. I just don't believe it. He'll lose in the semis to either Georgia or Notre Dame. He'll lose that game. But he's not going to lose this game. I'm going to lay it, Joe, minus the 10.5. That was Penn State in that game. And that it'll keep up the trend of, oh, Joe, we got a fumble on the kick. Oh, he almost got on it. We could have had Tech at the 5. Joe, how does he not get on that ball?
This kid,
what
Rodney
a start
Hill.
That would have been.
This kid, Rodney Hill, shaky.
Joe.
He's shaky.
That's two he's put on the ground here.
Yeah.
He's got he's going to be in a lot of trouble. All right, let's go to Wednesday. Arizona State and Texas, the first game of the day. Why do I not have that here, Joe? Why is that? Here we go. 13.5 for Texas with a 51.5 Peach Bowl in Atlanta at Mercedes starts your New Year's holiday.
I'm taking Arizona State. They could play with Texas. I honestly believe that. Give me Arizona State. They could play with Texas in a big way. They can run it. They could slow down the tempo. They can get into this ugly type of game. And I think that, I don't know if they win, but they're built to play that lower scoring game. And they're going to look to run it on almost every play. You want to stop us? Come stop us. They are going to ram it right down Texas's throat. I like Arizona State a lot.
I am going to be rooting for Arizona State, Joe, but I'm nervous about it.
Why?
I'm nervous about it.
I'm not.
I'm going to instead, Joe, play the under. Oh, look at this run, Joe. Look at this run. Busts out for 40, 35 yards right there. What a run by Arkansas.
I have him over 80. Over 80 for Taylen Green. That's awesome.
I have, Joe, I'm gonna take the under 51.5 in the Texas-Arizona State game. I want to root in this 13.5 with you, and if I can get over 14, Joe, I might jump in with you.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous that Texas is going to humble them a little bit here in this game. This is moving up for Arizona State. I love the story. I love it, Dillingham. I love it all. But I could see this game being like 27-10 Texas or something like that. Like I could really see them clamp down with Scadabo.
All right.
I hope it's more on your end. But either way, I think we can get an under. So under 51.5. Rose Bowl rematch between Ohio State and Oregon. The granddaddy of them all. Ohio State, the favorite, minus the 2.5, 55.5 the total.
I'm taking Oregon. I don't even want the points. Give me Oregon. I think they're better.
I
believe in Lanning in this spot. I believe in Dylan Gabriel over Will Howard. I just think they're one of the best teams. I still believe that. They beat them once, they'll beat them again. I honestly believe that.
I think they are the best team, and I think that they're going to win the whole thing, and I think they're going to beat Ohio State. So I'm going with you here, Joe. I'm taking Oregon. For our sake, of course, it's plus the 2.5, but I think Oregon's going to win the game. So checker on a checker for me and you in the Rose Bowl. Sugar Bowl, Georgia minus 1.5 against Notre Dame. 44.5 the total. No Beck. They'll play the kid. What the hell's the kid's name, Joe, that came in the SEC title game?
Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton. There you go. Thank you, Joe. This opened with the Irish as the favorite. Moved across to 1.5 for Georgia, 2.5 in some places as well.
1.5 for how we're considered, Joe. What do you got?
I'm gonna shock you. I'm gonna take Notre Dame. How about that?
Wow.
Notre Dame.
Wow.
I just think they're built. I'm not sold on Georgia right now with Gunnar Stockton. And I think their defense could play against the Georgia offense. How about that? Notre Dame.
Wow. But, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Arkansas is trying to go in here, 24-19. 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. They've moved down the field to start the second half. Kid's running for his life right now, though. Ooh, he almost got picked. Almost got picked. So they're probably going to settle for 3, Joe, which, honestly, we need 7s, not 3s. 3s aren't really great for us.
No.
So Joe picked the Irish going into the break. You obviously know I'm rooting for them, Joe. You know that I'm rooting for Notre Dame here. I've seen this movie so many times. They never win these games. They just never win these type of games. When they play the upper echelon, the Ohio State, Alabama's, the Georgia's in these games, they never win. Now, maybe this is their time because maybe they're going to catch a break with the Stockton playing. And maybe he could give them, you know, maybe he'll give them the ball once or twice, Joe. I think that that's going to be a big recipe for Notre Dame winning this game. They've got to get this kid to turn the ball over, and they've got to run the rock with Jeremiah Love and the crew like they have been, and Riley Leonard run. They got to control the game on the ground. Obviously, Joe, I'm taking Notre Dame. It's probably more of an emotional pick than anything else. And I don't love the total, Joe. The total's in the low 40s. I don't know how to feel about that. It feels like an under, but I'm not so sure. It feels like an under.
I don't.
But I'm going to take the Irish with you.
I don't buy that Gunnar Stockton is the better quarterback. I don't buy that when you had a quarterback that basically led your team on, you know, two straight years of wins and you lose him. And even though he didn't play well, you know, the way he did last year, he's still your leader, right? And now you're going into a semifinal playoff game or, you know, a playoff game. And he's got to step up and he's got to perform. And he's got to perform at least 80 to 85% of the production that you got from Carson Beck. And he looked like a deer in the headlights after his first couple of plays against Texas. Going up against one of the best secondaries in college football. You know, two of the best secondaries in college football, Texas and Notre Dame. Right?
Yeah.
Notre Dame struggles with mobile quarterbacks. Struggle with Haynes King. Struggle with Jalen Milroe. What's Riley Leonard? I mean, he's not as athletic as Jalen Milroe, but he's athletic, right? The RPO game is something that Georgia struggles with. So when you take that factor, you take the fact that they're on the back of quarterback, you take the fact that Notre Dame has one of the top three secondaries in all of college football. I can't bet against that. I look at it objectively, right? You know I'm a Georgia guy. You know I'm an LSU guy. Right?
Yeah.
But that is a tough ask to win the game in that type of situation. And Georgia, here's the other thing. Georgia hasn't been running the football. If they were running it for 200 yards a game, like we talked about last year and the years before, right? No big deal, right? Take the pressure off. They are an inconsistent rushing attack, Carver. Inconsistent. You hear me?
I'm listening, man. I want it to happen.
Every time Georgia runs for over 200, they are undefeated. They had one game this year. Last year it was four. The year before that it was eight. They're 49-0, 50-0 since 2016. Every time they rush for over 200. Let me just double check that on how many times they rushed for over 200 this year. One game. Came against UMass.
But, yeah, and they didn't cover that game either, right? They didn't cover that UMass game either, by the way.
No, but that's my point, Carver. They haven't, against a Power Four opponent, against an SEC opponent, they haven't rushed for over 200 yards, right? Nope. When you need to take a game over, now they did it against Texas, right? They were able to run the football, but they still, again, they built the lead and that. But that's a different offense. Texas is more finesse than Notre Dame. Notre Dame is blue collar. We're gonna run it right down your throat. We don't care if you know about it, right? So that type of game, it's a great game. Great game. But I'm gonna take the point. I'll take the
point. It's a great game. And let me tell you this too. Did he just pick that off, Joe? No, incomplete. Incomplete. If the Irish win this game, that win for Freeman will be bigger than any win Brian Kelly had in his entire time in South Bend. It will be bigger than any game. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Brian Kelly never beat any of those teams when he played them, ever.
You're right.
It will be the biggest win that he ever had. Anytime he made a playoff or a tie, he got smoked. Every time Freeman wins this game and beats a big SEC team in a big spot like this, college football playoff game, it's the biggest win Notre Dame's had in a long time because they always lose these games. Always lose.
You're right.
So
I agree.
And you know what, Joe? And if they ever got by it, that Penn State and Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl with a chance to go to the national championship. Me and you talked about them potentially playing in the first round a few weeks ago and what kind of a matchup that would be. We would favor whoever was had with the home team, except you imagine Notre Dame and Penn State Nation in Miami for that game. That's that would be a great game.
Fantastic.
That's a classic college football matchup. Joe would love to see that. Penn State and Notre Dame outside in Hard Rock Stadium. They should play at the old Orange Bowl, Joe. Go put it back up. Put the old Orange Bowl back together. Let's go. Get them in that stadium. We'll come back and we will do some NFL. We've done none yet. We have a lot to do. Week 17, lots of games this weekend. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, we got a lot of games this weekend in the NFL, too. This is week 17. We're down to the nitty-gritty. The thing is, Joe, with the NFL, we kind of know who's going to be in, right? Like, I don't think that there's that much drama in terms of who's the seven teams in the NFC and who's the seven teams in the AFC. Now, there is still obviously a couple of things. Matias's Falcons and the Bucks in the South is still yet to be determined. I guess if Cincinnati beats Denver on Saturday afternoon, that's going to open some doors for a lot of teams to still be in it. Cincinnati, Indianapolis, etc. But for the most part, Joe, we pretty much know the lay of the land and what we're going to be dealing with. You know, you sent me this thing, and I'll just bring this up because, again, we have a lot of things that me and Joe haven't talked about from the last time we were together. This C.J. Stroud thing's making the rounds now from last year after his first year when he was ranking the quarterbacks and he put himself third after Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Is he out of his mind? Let me tell you something,
Joe. He's got, you know what this year is going to do to him? Hopefully for him, this year has humbled him in a big way.
So?
Because he is not. I know everybody anointed him fairly quickly after last year, and he played very well in his rookie season. Joe, he has not played anywhere near that level in his second season. And I saw somebody make this point, and it was pretty interesting. I forget where I saw it. It was probably a Bengal, somebody from who either was a Bengal fan or covered the Bengal. You know, the Cincinnati offense got better when they got rid of Mixon and weren't running things through Mixon all the time. And the Houston Texan offense has slowed down running things through Mixon all the time. And it's not that Mixon's a bad player. It's just there's only so much you could do with him, right, Joe? I mean, he's a very one-dimensional type of player. And sometimes you get a little hamstrung with him. But I don't think the weapons were that great besides Nico Collins with him. Dell never stays healthy. Stroud took a step back this year. One way, whether you like it or not, he took a step back.
Reads are terrible. His reads are terrible. He doesn't even know where he's going with the football half the time. That's part of the problem. That is part of the problem. What is this kid doing? Wide open. Look at that.
What a throw. That was a good throw.
Aylin, you're scaring me, man. I'm sitting on 81 rushing yards. You can't take sacks. What's this guy doing? Throws darts. This guy's a great quarterback. I might bet Arkansas to win the SEC next year. It's possible. I might have to agree with you.
His reads are awful. And
he doesn't know where he's going with the football. He checks down. He doesn't even know where he's looking. I don't know who's worse, Caleb Williams or CJ Stroud this year.
Stroud better not be doing any of those interviews after this season, ranking himself ahead of all these other guys around the league. You shouldn't be doing. Look at this guy wide open, Joe.
What
the hell is Texas Tech doing here? He's in. Oh, he's in. Who the hell's covering that guy?
Doesn't matter. We got it. Sizzle.
Jeez. Sizzle play. Sizzle play.
Sizzle.
And staying in the quarterback stuff right now, I'm done with this MVP stuff, Joe. I've seen so many egregious, hot, sizzling, off-the-griddle takes about who should be the MVP in the NFL this year. A lot of people have lost a lot of credibility in my eyes, to be quite honest with you, because now this year it's about numbers. Last year it wasn't about numbers. This year it is about numbers. See, last year, Lamar did not have the best numbers, but he was the most valuable player of the NFL. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't be in that conversation again this year. But just because this year he has the best numbers doesn't mean he automatically, just like he didn't, you know, why is it flipped, Joe? I don't understand.
He's got five
Josh
losses.
Josh Allen, you know.
He's got five losses. He's got five losses. Can we stop?
That's fine, too.
Did Kirk Cousins win the MVP when he didn't win anything?
But look.
He won last year because he had no stats and he was on the best team. Now he's got the stats, but he doesn't have the record. Now they want to give him the record. It's ridiculous. It's Josh Allen's.
And look,
it's Josh Allen right now.
It should be, but it feels like, Joe, it feels like there's like this swell of, it has to be Lamar because the numbers are better. Josh's Allen numbers were better than him last year. It makes no sense. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lee's SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. 34-19, Arkansas leads Texas Tech. Just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter there. Now, I understand, Joe, that I think that there's some that would hear me sound like, let's just say, whine about this because I'm a Bills fan, right? That's why I'm whining about this, because I'm a Bills fan and I want to see my guy win the MVP. Let me just tell you something, Joe. I have no Josh Allen MVP tickets here, because that would be the only way that I would really care if he won the MVP or not.
But that's not
there's
the
only,
point.
There's only one thing. I just think that sometimes people think I'm whining about this because of my fandom. There's only one thing that I care about the Bills doing, and that's winning the Super Bowl. Josh Allen winning the MVP is not going to make myself or any other Bill fan sleep better at night. It's a nice honor, and I don't think it'll make him sleep better at night either. It's a great honor, Joe. There's no doubt about that. But I think that we know what the goal is here. I just don't like how the rules change by year. And I think
that's why when you take an objective, that's why I don't like betting these things. I don't like betting MVPs, right. And I don't like Heismans because it's not clear cut. It's not a win and a loss, right? It's objective. What I see, you might not see. It's what somebody else sees. And don't think that the narrative doesn't change all the time. Right. You know, it's like somebody changes the narrative and everybody goes that way.
There was this narrative after Allen's huge game in Detroit against the Lions that, it's over. It's over. So that's it. You hand him the MVP, now it's over. And I guess that bothered some people. So now they have been on this widespread wall-to-wall campaign to say, no, it's not over. This guy should win instead. Not over. Don't do that. And it's just not right.
It doesn't make any sense.
And what I also don't get is this whole, I saw this one too. Well, look at the way Lamar's playing to close the season and all.
What does that mean?
The schedule. The schedule is the schedule. It's not Josh Allen's fault that the Bills steamrolled their division and are going to play two awful teams the last 3 weeks of the season, and they're not going to be in marquee games. When he was in marquee games the weeks before that, Kansas City, San Francisco, L.A., Detroit, he played probably his best four games of the season. And right. even in the loss to L.A., I mean, it was one of his best games of the season that day. I just think it's all nonsense. I think it's goalpost moving.
But that's what they do. That's what these reporters and NFL people, they do this, right? And you can't tell me the books don't have any input. Oh, we're getting flooded with Josh Allen money. I don't think that doesn't happen. They change the narrative.
What an awful pick this guy just threw.
He returned it?
He threw a pick.
Ran right into the pipe.
It makes it even worse. Like, it's just come on. That was an awful throw, Joe. So either way, there you go. I was upset about that. I don't like the way the conversation has gone with all of these things. Denver and Cincinnati on Saturday. Let me ask you about that one. Are you a believer here? Yeah, it does smell a little bit. Now, Denver's the team that these other teams have their sights on because that's the team that they play Cincinnati Saturday. Now, they play Kansas City the last game, but now Kansas City's going to have – they got nothing to play. They've locked up everything. I mean, it's over with. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they would play anyone next week against Denver. But other than that, they don't want to give their guys two full weeks off, right? I mean, I know Andy Reid's a very big proponent of that. He doesn't want to have guys sit around for two full weeks. So I think that teams like Cincinnati and Indianapolis see that as their opportunity. I think Cincinnati's going to beat Denver, Joe, on Saturday. I really do, but it's everyone's on Cincinnati. I mean, everybody's on Cincinnati in this game. All the numbers, Joe, pointing towards the Bengals. All of them. The percentages, the tickets, the money, everything there. What's Bo Nix on the road as a dog this year, Joe, against the spread? I think it's pretty good, whatever that number is. A good number.
Covered against Tampa Bay. Covered against Kansas City. Covered against who else? The Raiders. There's three. I know.
One in New York and against the Jets. One as an outright winner.
Covered in New Orleans.
Against the Jets. Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think under. There's that total is
too high. It's way too high. Way too high.
It's going to be a playoff game. It's going to be a dead under, I think.
This is more of a blue collar game, and I'm not sure that I know Cincinnati's offense has been very high powered, but I'm not sure that you think that Patrick Surtain's going to let Ja'Marr Chase go for a 130 and two touchdowns on Saturday. I don't think so.
No,
I don't think that's happening. So I do think, Joe, I'm with you. I think it's a bit of a blue collar game, shading to the underside of things. Matias's mess in the NFC South. Falcons lose, Tampa wins, and Tampa gets put back in the driver's seat for the division title. Carolina's been spunky. They're going to Tampa. Atlanta's going to Sunday night game in Washington. Who's going to have the upper hand going into the last game?
Tampa.
Tampa. Now, I do believe, and Matias, if Atlanta wins Sunday night, they win the division. It's over.
Yeah.
Because they'd be a game up, and they already have the head-to-head.
Well, no, that's not true. No, because if Atlanta wins and the Buccaneers win, it goes down to the final weekend. And if the Falcons lose on the final weekend, and the Bucs win.
They have the same record right now. They have the same record, right? They're not a game up. They have the same record? Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yes,
you're right, Matias. So even if they had a... You're right. Now, if the Bucs lost and Atlanta won, they would clinch. If the Bucs lost to Carolina and Atlanta won, that would clinch the division for them in that game on Sunday night. But if the Bucs win, they cannot clinch Sunday night. But they could lose it if they lose. And then
the Bucs are beat up right now. That's the thing. The Bucs are beat up right now. They're going to be without Winfield, without Otten. They're not finishing this thing off strong.
Talk in his position.
Well, that's just the facts. And you know what? The Redskins. So the Commanders are going to be without Lattimore, who they traded for on Sunday. And they're actually missing four guys outside of Lattimore. So, you know, Falcons showing up a little bit more healthier than the Commanders and definitely healthier.
Carolina's been spunky, though. Carolina's been spunky.
I like Carolina with the points. I think Tampa wins, but I like that over 48.5.
Carolina plays Tampa tough every game. Doesn't matter if they're 2-12. Doesn't matter if it doesn't matter who's who. Those teams beat each other up. Doesn't matter where they play either. I love watching the Tampa Bay Carolina play each other. They're more intense than when the Falcons play Carolina. Tampa Bay and Carolina is a bigger beef. Kind of like how the New Orleans Saints have beef with the Falcons, the Bucs have beef with the Panthers. So it's a big-time rivalry week this weekend, especially with the Panthers, you know. This was a Panthers team Joe wanted to see out the gates when the season started. Because remember when the season started, Joe picked the Panthers to win week one. It was like, whoa, that guy's crazy. Well, this is a team I think you envision, Joe, because they're not that bad.
What do they have? Three wins, right? They win, or four. Four.
Oh, they have four. Oh, they're four.
Their preseason win total was 5.5. So they would have to win out both of these.
They would have to win out to get it. But remember, this has all really happened since the early November.
Right.
They beat the Saints, and then they beat the Giants in Germany, right? And then they won those two games, and then Bryce Young went back in, and it kind of all changed for them. And he's picked it up, and they've covered Joe. You know, they've covered these numbers, Kansas City, Philadelphia, the first time they played Tampa a few weeks ago. The only game they didn't was the game they were favored against the Cowboys 2 weeks ago. That was the game they didn't cover. Wasn't that one? They've been good in these spots. Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, here's the good news for you. We're going to have to do the picks fast. But I will tell you, our best week of the year, week 16, for the Carver and Lisi NFL picks. I was 4-1 last week. And you were 4-1 last week. How about that?
How did we pick 5? Why? Because of the Christmas game?
If you remember, last week at the end, I had picked, I think it was the Bills game, and I told you there was no shot that New England would cover that number, and you got all hot and bothered about it. So I gave you New England 14.5 as a fifth pick, and I said, and I'll go after you with the Bengals. So you gave me the Bengals minus the 8.5. as my fifth pick, and I went after you with the Browns. So that was where we each got a fifth pick in, was at that. Got hot and bothered at the end of the picks last week.
All right.
Got it. So 8-2 combined last week, our best week of the season, week 16.
Okay, coming down the stretch. What am I? What am I overall?
34-32. You're two up.
All right.
You're right. 2-up in the loss column. I'm 31-34-1.
All right. I like
it. Give me the picks, Joe. Let's go. Fire them away.
Ready? Yeah. Let me just get it up. Give me a sec. I'm in college football mode here. All right. You ready?
No problem, Joe. Yes.
All right. We'll start with the big one. Green Bay and Minnesota. Last time these two teams played, what did they have, like 50 points? It was 31-29, I believe, in Lambeau. That was the game that Sam Darnold lit it up. They were up 28-0 before he could blink, and Jordan Love threw for 389 and like four touchdowns. I don't know if Green Bay wins. I do like Green Bay plus the points, but I love the over 48.5. I don't think this game stays under in any capacity. And I think Minnesota takes away Josh Jacobs, which means Jordan Love has a huge day. Give me the over 48.5, pick number one for week number 16. Pick number two. This could be a big total week, Carver, because I love totals. I love the total in Carolina-Tampa Bay. Carolina on the road, Bryce Young playing a little bit better. Baker and that offense balanced. But this is a playoff game for them. They have to step up. Points are plenty. 47.5. I think they sail through that total in terms of Tampa Bay. Could be a dry track as well, even though it's a tough time of the year. Give me over 47.5, Carolina and Tampa Bay. Couple of sides that I really like. I'm gonna shock some people. I'm gonna take Arizona plus the 6.5. I think Arizona on the road, I know they haven't played well, and I know they're out of the playoffs. But knowing how they lost last week, right? They dominated the Rams last time they played. I think the Rams win. But if you look at Arizona on the road, they play very well. They knocked off the Dolphins outright. They covered against your Bills. They played toe-to-toe with the 49ers outright. They're a very good road team catching points. Last week, they laid points. Give me Arizona plus the 6.5 against the Rams. Ready? Last one. I gotta take the Saints plus the 1.5 against the Raiders. I mean, Rizzy at home. There's no way the Saints are gonna lose this game, right? I mean, come on. Are we serious? The Saints plus the 1.5. That's a gimme. The Raiders suck. I understand the Raiders got a little more, but there's no way. I gotta take the Saints. I got to go with my guy, Rizzler. Safety. We'll take it. So those are my picks. Over Tampa Bay, Carolina, 47.5. Over Green Bay, Minnesota, 48.5. Arizona, plus the 6.5. And Saints, plus the 1.5.
All right, Joe. I'm not going to lie. I was going to pick Green Bay and Minnesota over 48.5 as well. But because it's a lot less picks, I'll avoid the checker on a checker with you there. But I'm with you. I love the over in that game. I think we're going to get a lot of points, points aplenty out in that one. All right. I'll start, since you finished dumpster diving, Believe it or not, I'm on the other side of you in the Raiders-Saint game. I can't believe we're both picking the Raiders-Saint game. Joe, I watched the Saints on Monday night. You watched the Saints on Monday night. I know they were playing a much better opponent in that game on the road. They are embarrassing offensively. The Raiders have a little bit more gas in the tank. You just saw them beat a real bad team in their building with the Jaguars. I just think that they're a little bit better, and it's a short number. I'm going to take the Raiders, Joe, and because they love screwing things up like they already have for their draft pick, I'm going to take the Raiders minus the 1.5 in the dome against the Saints. Pick number two for me. Going to go to the first game on Saturday, Joe. Chargers with a chance to clean up a playoff spot in New England. I know it's a long trip. I know it's going to be wet. And all those things, Joe, this is a Jim Harbaugh smash mouth type of game. I don't know if New England even scores. And if they do, Joe, they're not going to score much. They played well against the Bills last week and got a big cover. I don't think they're going to get one here. This is like 20-3 Chargers. It's going to be an awful game. It's going to be a miserable game. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with Harbaugh and the Chargers on the road at Foxborough. Pick number 2 for me. Pick number 3. I hate doing this because it's against my own team, but the Jets traditionally do play the Bills fairly well. And I know, I think the Bills are going to win the game, but I think it's going to be like last week, Joe. I think they're going to mess around a little bit because they really don't have a lot of juice for it. And I think that they'll win, but 9.5's a lot. The Jets offense has looked a little bit better the past couple weeks, closing out the year. Plus 9.5 with the Jets, pick number 3. I'll give you the last pick, Joe, when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. All right, Joe, last one for me. For the picks for week 17 in the NFL. I'm going to go to the Monday night game, believe it or not, for the Lions and the Niners. And Campbell's been pretty outspoken this week that even if the game means nothing, he's going to still put the pedal down and completely try to fire it up. And I believe him. I think, Joe, he's going back to the scene of the crime from last year, where he cost his team a trip to the Super Bowl. He sees a very wounded dog on the other side of the field in the San Francisco 49ers. And I got a feeling, Joe, we've seen a couple ugly Lion games this year where he lays it on some teams. I got a feeling he's going to do that again on Monday night just to kind of prove a point. I don't think he likes that because they lost a crazy game in the 40s to the Bills at home that people started writing his team off. I think Monday Night Football in San Francisco against the team he lost to last year and screwed up, I think he's looking to make a statement going into the playoffs. And I think he's going to pound the 49ers on Monday night. I'm going to lay the 3.5, Joe, with the Lions out in Santa Clara on Monday night as pick number 4. So for me, Chargers minus 4.5, Vegas minus 1.5, Jets plus the 9.5, Detroit minus the 3.5. Joe has over Green Bay, Minnesota, 48.5, Arizona plus the 6.5, Carolina, Tampa Bay over the 47.5, and New Orleans plus the 1.5. Joe, I believe I got that right for all of yours. Correct, Joe? Those were your 4 picks.
Yes, over Carolina, over Green Bay, Arizona, and the Saints.
Anything we didn't do? Any feel for the Cowboys and Eagles with Small Hands Kenny playing for the Eagles on Sunday? I didn't mind it at 9.5, and now I don't really love it at 7. I didn't mind the 9.5 before they announced Hurts was out. But now that Hurts is out and it's gone down to 7, Joe, I don't feel as comfortable.
What about the total?
You know, it's light, but I don't know. I could see the Eagle D making it a long day for Rush. I could see Pickett not scoring. I don't know. I think it's a tough game to play, Joe. Honestly, I think it's a very tough game to play. Will the Giants finish off a win? The Dolphin game?
Yeah. I sort of like the Browns.
Yeah, I guess because that's emotion for you. You hate the head coach, and you'd love to see him lose to Cleveland because you think it might get him fired if he had a bad loss like that down the stretch.
We're not thinking about firing him at all?
I don't think he's going to be fired, Joe. I think that he's once again going to be able to walk in there and say, if I had Tua for all 17 games, we'd be in the playoffs. I think that that's what he would be able to say to the owner. So I don't, Joe. I think he would have won a couple games, and he'd be in that last spot right now if Tua didn't get hurt. I think and I agree with you, never beats good teams. Never beats good teams. But
never. Never beats good teams.
He ain't losing this one. What's the weather in Cleveland on Sunday?
Army, 50.
Again, that helps Miami. I mean, it's going to be some rain maybe, but I think they'll be fine. I kind of like the Dolphins, Joe. Maybe over. We'll go over 37.5.
Could DTR get us there?
That's the problem. I mean, you know, he's awful. At least with Jameis is in there, you got juice for the over when he's in there. Because for both sides, this DTR stinks. I know that you love this kid. He stinks. Will the Giants finish off their 0-9 season at home? Owen, first time ever they don't win a home game in their history.
Yes.
That is disgraceful by the New York Football Giants. So me and you like Washington to beat Atlanta Sunday night.
Yes.
We're going to stick it to Matias here. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
His team's got lit. He thinks he's got a shot. Michael Penix hoping to be Jaden Daniels. Come on.
Where are you with the Lion game Monday night?
Oh, I think they smash him.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I think that they're going to. I would think they're going to lay the hammer on him, to be quite honest with you. Titans, Jags? Man, you got to. You can't. That's a tough one to get involved with, Joe. That's a real tough game to get involved with.
Tough one.
Joe, I'll see you next year, actually, on Carver and Lisi, because we're not on again until the end of next week. Great job by Matias Verbel. Carver and Lisi, have a great weekend. Catch a lot of things. See you next week.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.